Like my, I don't know, guys, if your parents ever say, actions speak louder than words. That was something my mom loved to say. Actions speak louder than words. Well, that's what this is saying. How we live our lives tells us and others what we truly believe in our hearts. You see, personal holiness is our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And sometimes you can go to a church and you hear a lot about personal holiness. What is your relationship with Jesus Christ about? How strong is that? Are you really saved? Those types of questions, right? That's all personal holiness. But on the other hand, you go to some other churches that's fully social holiness. You hear a lot about giving to the poor, giving the shirt off your back, but yet you never hear that much about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And one thing I like about the United Methodist Church is John and Charles brought those together. Do you hear what I'm saying? So it's not just having a relationship with Jesus Christ, but yet it's not just feeding the hungry and clothing the poor. It's how we believe in our hearts. We will live that out in our lives. Does that make sense? Can I get an amen on that? How we live our lives tells others what we believe in our hearts. So what does that say about the kind of language that I use? What does that say about the kind of language that you use? What does that say about the way you treat other people and the way I treat other people? Is that speaking more than the lip service we give on Sunday mornings? Yes or no? Yeah. All right. So, moving on here. This is why the United Methodist Church believes so strongly in missions. Its apportionments and vital ministries are the primary way the United Methodist Church reaches out to the world and feeds and clothes the hungry and the poor of this country and the world. Tries to defeat malaria through nothing but nets. Have some of you heard that? The United Methodist Church has teamed up with the NBA and somebody else for nothing but nets to defeat malaria. I think that is so cool. All right? We dig wells in Mozambique so people won't get sick off the surface water. We build homes and counsel families after hurricanes and tornadoes and floods and other natural disasters. After the hurricanes destroyed many of the school libraries on the Gulf Coast, Paul, right here, collected... He didn't know I was going to do this. Sorry, Paul. Paul collected thousands of books for these schools. In 2005, we took a lot of those books down to Iberia. And we were able to tour UMCOR, United Methodist, I believe it's Committee on Relief. Committee or Council, I always get confused. But that is a huge, like 3 football fields full of what you have given in missions. And they sort it and send it out all around the world from that place. Now these are a little dark, and that's my mom and dad, by the way. I didn't color my hair and beard. You probably couldn't see it if I did, but... I don't know if it's too dark, but can you see all the stuff? Now, this was weeks after the hurricane, so people had really been pouring things into UMCOR for those folks down there. They didn't even have time to go through it all yet when we were there. Oh, who's that? I'm going to hear that when I get home. I don't know if you can tell, but the ceilings are 25 feet high, and it's stacked all the way to the ceilings. Can you see those boxes up there? Look at that. This is what United Methodist Church does. This is what the connectional system is all about. See, one church can't do an awful lot. But when you gather all the churches together through the connectional system we have and give, it comes pouring out in big ways.